What would you do? Okay, you live next to in a unit complex with paper thin walls, a new bubba, and it's crying a lot, so you send a note to the neighbour and you're trying to be as nice as possible, but the note basically says, look, we're not getting a lot of sleep and the consensus of the unit block is, you know, what you've got to do something to stop your baby from crying. Now, this has absolutely gone off on the internet. People are saying, look, they don't have kids, they don't understand, but and some people are saying, hang on, they're the ones losing sleep and they're not the ones who chose to have a baby.
That's right.
But then I love this comment that says, as if parents don't have it hard enough. I mean, what if the child is sick? What if the child, the mother is absolutely at the wit's end or the father, and you have to think about that, which you would be as well, going, oh, no, the neighbours, oh, I'm keeping them awake. It's like shaming a parent, isn't it?
But it's tough when you're in a complex like that. And it's like, as you say, the yapping dog, and there's nothing worse than a baby cry. And if you haven't got kids, you're in a small complex, it's not your responsibility to keep that child quiet.
It's a complex situation.
Exactly right. Yes. I like what you did. But we are asking five questions.
five calls
says it all. What side of the fence are you? Is it the neighbours? Yeah, they've just got to suck it up. Or is it the parents' responsibility to try and keep that kid a little bit quieter? We got Tom in Palm Beach. What do you reckon?
Mate, I reckon the parents are in the right. The neighbour, it's much easier to buy a set of earplugs if you've got an issue with a crying baby.
That's right. That's a proactive thing to do, right? Then everyone's happy.
Well, and it's not forever. They'll grow up. And, you know, people don't have babies. Not everyone has, but we've all been a baby.
Yeah, good point. Thanks, Tommy. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
We got Leah and Tweed Heads, what do you reckon? Who's in the wrong, who's in the right? Should you allow the baby to cry or...?
I side with the parents completely, and I think it's crazy, you know, that everybody acts like they were never a baby themselves.
Yeah.
And it's just bizarre. Like, we're a species that don't look after each other. And these poor parents, nobody likes hearing a baby cry, especially the parents. It's so distressing. So I just feel like the neighbours should just, you know, man up and buy some earplugs and enjoy their sleep.
Okay, thanks, Leah.
Yeah, well said. Okay, we've got Hayley in Labrador. Hello, Hayley. What side of the fence are you on?
I kind of agree with the parents, but the neighbours as well. I've been on both sides of the fence. I have two children. My eldest is almost 3.5. My youngest is 6. My eldest had severe colic. She had silent reflux. She didn't sleep through until she was 2 years old. And I would spend 5-plus hours every night with her screaming and crying at the top of her lungs.
Honey.
And the neighbours were the last on my mind because I was upset, I was crying, I had postnatal depression, you name it, trying to soothe her.
Okay, but Hayley, you can't sit on the fence.
My six-month-old has slept through from 2 weeks. And she is an absolute dream. And our neighbours didn't even know she existed until she was a month old and they saw me at the front with her.
Hayley, you're saying, though, that really, if you're a neighbour, you should think about the whole thing. The child could be sick. You could be going through postnatal. You're doing your best.
Yeah.
That's right. And it's not just that. But, I mean, rather than having a bit of a rant, I guess, about, you know, your neighbour's baby crying, go and offer help.
That's right.
Kerry and Terranora, whose side of the fence are you on here? What do you reckon?
I'm going for the parent.
Yeah.
Because they're children, like, they're little babies. They're not yapping dogs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, don't get me started on the yapping dogs.
Excuse me, you can put a citronella collar on a dog like I do. You can't put a citronella on a baby.
Can't you?
Oh, Peter.
Oh, God. You try it.
Thanks, Kerry.
But I think
yes,
the neighbours are having a problem. What they really need to do is, if it's really bad, close the windows. But really, for things to work out best, they're best to actually ask the parents if there's anything they can do to help.
Yeah, that's
because
right.
The parents are new parents. They've got a new baby. They're frazzled. They've got lack of sleep. They don't need a cranky person yelling at them, telling them to shut the kid up.
Kerry, thank you.
I think, you know, you need to make peace with your neighbours. And, Kerry, you can do that with a meat tray today.
Hey!
You got $100 voucher, home of the Gold Coast Best Sausages, Love Days Quality Meats, Treetops Plaza in Burleigh.
Well done.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Chew on some bone marrow, toddler.
Hey, that's it from us. We got to get out of here. We got to go and...
You got to go home to a crying baby.
I got to go home and look after... No, he's not crying. He's all right.
The neighbours have been texting us saying, can you tell Ben to shut his baby up?
That'd be right.
Mm.
But they say that about Spider lives in a unit complex. Can you shut Spider up with his whining?